Benjamin, wake up, look! Oh, blessed Lord God, look!
God, save us!
Have mercy, what is this?
We are being visited by God's holy angels.
But we are mere shepherds. Why would angels visit us?
Wait, the angel was about to speak.
Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of a great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, clothes, lying in a manger.
Look, my brothers.
There is a multitude of heavenly hosts all around us, thousands upon thousands of angels.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men.
So, what do you think?
Very interesting.
Yes. Tell me again, Jimmy. Why did you produce this?
Well, it was a project I just finished for school. I thought it'd be cool to do a radio drama about the Christmas story, so I did the scene with the angels. Obviously it still needs work. The guys I got to do the shepherds weren't very good.
Well, and Jimmy, I guess the obvious question is, what does this have to do with us?
Well, see, after I finished the scene, I thought, wait a minute. It'd be even cooler to do a live radio drama on Christmas Eve, on kids' radio, so everyone can hear it.
Live radio?
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Don't you think it'd be great? If you guys will let me do it.
It sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but I have most of the script written, and I know who I'll get to act. All I need is the kids' radio equipment.
You realize Christmas is only a week and a half away.
No problem. It's radio. It's not like anybody has to memorize their lines or anything, and I'll take care of the rest.
Well, Jason, we did want to do something special. What do you think?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, Jimmy. I guess Kids Radio will have a Christmas show this year.
All right.
Jimmy, you must be out of your mind.
Why?
You want to produce a live radio production in a little over a week?
Sure. If we all pull together, we can...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, we?
I mean, we. As in me and my loving, sacrificing family.
You're kidding.
Look, it won't be that hard. I thought Dad could be Joseph.
Which is the first flaw in your plan. I'm interim pastor now, son. My responsibilities take up all my time.
But it won't take much time. And what could be better for the new interim pastor than being heard in a Christmas program all over town?
But we have the Christmas Eve service at the church.
Right, at 8 o'clock. And we're going to perform at 10 o'clock, which gives everybody plenty of time. So anyway, you'll play Joseph, and Mom can be Mary.
Hold it, Jimmy. Have you taken a good look at me lately? I'm ready to burst any minute.
It's radio, Mom. No one can see you. Besides, the original Mary was pregnant too, you'll remember. And she didn't let a little thing like being pregnant get in the way of her starring in the first Christmas story.
That's a little different.
Oh, it'll be a breeze for you. All you have to do is show up and say your lines.
Well, what about Donna? Who will she play?
Oh, the bratty, self-centered innkeeper's daughter. Now, I was thinking
no
that if
way.
We...
No way! I'm not playing a bratty, self-centered character.
Why not? You were born for it.
Jimmy.
Forget it.
Come on, guys. If I can't get my own family to help me out with Kids Radio's first live Christmas show, then who can I get? What kind of family is this?
Well, if you're sure it won't take a lot of time.
And my being pregnant won't get in the way.
And you change the innkeeper's daughter to someone sweet and understanding, like me.
Then we'll help.
It's a deal. Boy, the haggling you have to do with these temperamental actors.
Hi, Connie.
Hi, Katrina.
I'm sorry I'm late.
Late? Late for what?
The rehearsal for the Christmas radio show.
Oh, did Jimmy ask you to be in it?
Well, I'm not actually in it, and Jimmy didn't ask me. I'm going to work as a technical assistant of sorts.
Well, with Eugene as technical director, I guess that makes perfect sense.
Yes, I suppose so. That is, he asked me, and I said yes.
Uh-huh.
Katrina! Connie, in the many weeks we've been studying our Bibles together, I've deeply appreciated your restraint in not asking me about my relationship with Eugene.
Oh, Meaning that you want my restraint to continue?
Precisely. Eugene and I are friends, and that's all there is to say about it.
Right.
Well, I should go on to rehearse, but I need you to pray for me, Connie, about this Christmas show.
Okay. How come?
Because it's my first Christmas as a Christian, and I'd like it to be special, to be real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I felt the same way after I became a Christian. You know, maybe we can make this Christmas show special for you.
We? Are you in the show, too?
Are you kidding? I'm the innkeeper's wife. I wouldn't miss it.
Who's there? Who comes to visit me on this quiet starlit night?
Greetings to you, most favored one. The Lord is with you.
You call me a favored one? What do these words mean?
Do not be afraid, Mary. God is gracious, for you will conceive a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, and he will be king over the people of Israel forever and ever.
But I need to turn my page over to read the next line.
Mom!
I'm sorry!
It's okay. You just need to lay all your pages out so you can see them. Here, I'll come into the studio.
Jason, if I may make one small suggestion?
Yeah, Eugene?
Move closer to your microphone just a few inches. You're a little off mic, so to speak.
Okay, sure thing. There, is that better?
The presence is much better.
Okay, guys, that was a good rehearsal. It sounded great.
Jimmy, if we're going to take a break for a minute, I need to call the church.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, good. I need to run next door to pick up a Christmas gift for Kim.
Donna...
I'll be back before Dad finishes his call.
Oh, in that case, I'll just rest for a few minutes.
Then I guess I'll just see how Jack and Connie are doing in the shop.
Yeah, go ahead. But tell them their scene is coming up.
Will do.
Eugene, Katrina, any errands you guys need to run? Phone calls to make, planes to catch?
No, Katrina?
Not me. I need to make sure the sound effects are in the right order, though.
Good. Thanks. Then maybe I'll just, rewrite some of the script or something. I'll be back in a minute.
We'll be here. Katrina, I'm most grateful for your assistance. I'm certain there is an infinite number of Christmas-related activities you would enjoy more than this.
Not at all. I've purchased all my Christmas presents, except for yours, and I'm honored to be involved in the...
Excuse me, pardon me. Did you say, except for yours?
Yes.
Meaning me?
Yes.
Katrina, you don't have to buy me a Christmas present.
Well, I know I don't have to, but I want to. And I know exactly what I'm getting.
But I'm touched.
Why? I haven't given it to you yet.
Well, I'm touched by the thought. It's so unexpected.
Well, we're friends, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Then it's more than appropriate, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is.
Then why are you looking so pale, Eugene?
Huh?
Don't worry. This doesn't mean you have to give me anything.
Oh, I realize that, of course. I wouldn't feel compelled to give you a Christmas present merely because you're giving me one.
Good.
Right. Will you excuse me a moment?
Sure.
Eugene, what is your problem?
Miss Kendall, I need your advice right away.
Right away? Well, why? What's wrong?
Katrina is determined to purchase a Christmas gift for me.
Well, that's nice.
Well, it's nice, yes, but that necessitates my purchase of a Christmas gift for her in return.
So?
Wait a minute. Do you mean to tell me you weren't going to get her one anyway?
Well, I honestly hadn't thought about it. That is, inasmuch as we're only friends, I didn't... which is to say, the protocol of an occasion such as this one...
You are so hopeless, Eugene.
Well, for once, I must agree with you. Do you have any suggestions? You and she have become close. What does she want? What does she need?
Well, you know, there is one thing that comes to mind.
Yes?
Sir, please, you must help us.
Am I expected to help every needy stranger in Bethlehem? How can I make it clearer? I have no room. Tell him, wife.
My husband speaks honestly. Our inn is small and fully occupied. This Roman census has brought many travelers to our town.
Too many travelers.
But can't you see? My wife is about to give birth.
Oh, Joseph, help me. The pain.
Please.
I'm sorry. You'll have to look elsewhere. Now, on your way. I have work to do. Come, my wife.
Yes, my husband.
But what am I to do? Where am I to go? Please, help us.
Excuse me, sir.
I have an idea. Papa, Mama, wait.
What is it, my daughter?
Well, the stable. Why can't we put them in the stable? It's dry and reasonably clean.
Well, now that you mention it.
Of course! Why didn't we think of it ourselves?
At a reduced rate.
For free, Papa. She's about to have a baby.
Oh, yes, my husband. You wouldn't want everyone to think you're the kind of man who would take advantage of those in need.
Why not?
Papa.
It was just a joke. Sort of. Go on, daughter. Lead them on. Take them to the stable.
Yes, Papa. Follow me.
You are an angel to help us.
Thank you. Be careful. These city streets are crowded in. They're crowded. Hello?
Sorry, I put in the wrong sound effect.
We'll get it set up in a minute. That scene was good, guys. Donna.
Yeah?
I think you played it a little too sweet. You want to back off a little?
But I'm supposed to be sweet, right?
Yeah, but that was too much.
Well, how can it be too much?
Well, it didn't sound...
If you two are going to talk about that, can I lay down for a minute?
Sure, Mom.
I better call the church.
Actually...
I think I'll see if Jason needs any help up front.
Well,
Good idea, Connie. It's bound to be busy.
Sure, but...
If we're taking a break, I'd like to go buy normal new collar.
I believe I'll get some last-minute shop of errands run. Farewell.
Bye. Yes. Oh, I have a couple of quick errands to take care of myself. Bye.
Yeah, good idea. No problem. Everyone just... go. I mean... It isn't like we're performing this thing live on the radio tomorrow night. What have I gotten myself into?
And here's your change.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, dear. May I help the next customer?
Now that takes care of...
Excuse me. Pardon me. Katrina.
Eugene. What are you doing here?
Merely running errands.
Oh, yes, of course. So was I.
May we stroll together?
Sure.
Well, when will you be driving to your parents' house?
Christmas morning. I'll leave early enough so I'll be with my family when they have brunch. Are you still spending the day with Jason and Jack?
Yes. Three forlorn bachelors bereft of kith and kin on Christmas Day.
Aw, poor children. I love days like this. Cool and crisp with a hint of snow in the air. The hustle and bustle of the Christmas shoppers. There's so much joy in it, don't you think?
Oh, indeed.
It's so appropriate that there would be so much warmth and fellowship centered around the birth of Christ. Of course, I didn't think so until now. I'm sorry, but did you say Eugene?
I believe was my response, yes.
Well, I thought so. I don't think I've ever heard a so fraught with meaning, but so totally lacking in commitment.
Well, that's my style.
Eugene, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas?
Yes, as in the time of year we are currently enjoying, Christmas.
Oh, that Christmas.
Yes, what does it mean to you? And please don't give me a verbose non-answer.
Very well. I suppose it means all of the things you've just mentioned. A sense of childlike joy, the warmth of fellowship, a time to be with close friends. That's what it means to me. A time to be with a close friend like you, Katrina. I'm sorry, was that a
Yes, conveyed in the Meltzner fashion, I think.
I see. Katrina?
Yes, Eugene? Yes?
You know, I think we should return to Wits End. No doubt young James Barkley is concerned about the rehearsal for his live Christmas production. It is tomorrow night, after all.
Indeed.
And as with most productions, the time for their performance arrives very quickly. Very quickly indeed.
So far, so good. We're at scene 7.
I think it's going quite well for a live performance.
All right, now the music rings out, and bring up the sound effects for Bethlehem, Katrina.
Yes, sir.
And I'll cue the actors.
This way, my darling. It isn't much further now.
Please hurry, Joseph. The pain, it grows all the time.
I know. Perhaps there's an inn where we may rest. I'll ask the soldier. Surely he'll know. Excuse me, sir.
What do you want?
We are here for the census. Could you please tell me if there are any inns nearby? As you can see, my wife is pregnant and very nearly ready to deliver our child.
So I see. Well, the town's pretty crowded right now. I think
water.
You'll have a
water. I have to find some water.
Donna, what's the matter? Why'd you run out like that?
Well, didn't you see how she looked? I've got to get some water for my mom.
Really? I didn't hear her say anything.
She didn't have a chance. She kind of signaled me with her eyes. Where's the water? She looks so pale.
Calm down, come on. I'll get it. Here. Do you think she's... I mean, she wouldn't. Not now. We're in the middle of a live radio show, right?
I don't know. She said she kind of felt funny when she left the house, but she didn't want to let Jimmy down.
No.
What are you guys doing? You're in the next scene.
We're coming.
We're getting Mom water. Jimmy, listen.
We don't have time for this stuff. Get back in the studio. Now. You're on.
Okay, where are we?
Scene 8. Is everything all right, Jimmy?
I don't know. Cue sound effects.
They're cued.
And the actors?
Oh.
Sir, please, you must help us.
Am I expected to help every needy stranger in Bethlehem? How can I make it clearer? I have no room. Tell him, wife.
My husband speaks honestly. Our inn is small and fully occupied. This Roman census has brought many travelers to our town.
Too many travelers.
Can't you see? My wife is about to give birth.
Oh, Joseph, help me. The pain.
Boy, she sounds convincing.
I'm sorry. You'll have to look elsewhere. Now, on your way. I have work to do. Come, my wife.
Yes, my husband.
No, no, the pain. It started.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not in the script.
I think something's wrong.
Oh, please. Please, it's time. George.
George? What am I to do? Where am I to... Mary, are you all right?
No, I'm in labor. We have to go to the hospital, please.
Good grief. Make way, everybody. Make way.
This can't be happening. Oh, Donna, please say your lines.
Excuse me, sir. I have an idea.
Yes.
You get the car and we'll take her out the back door.
No. Good idea. Somebody do something. Say something.
I know. The stable. Why can't we put them in the stable? It's dry and reasonably clean.
And at a reduced rate, now that you've mentioned
it. For free, Papa. The husband. She's about to have a baby. You wouldn't want everyone to think you're the kind of man who would take advantage of those in need.
Why not?
Car's here.
Let's go.
You better go, Jimmy.
I can't go. This is my production.
I meant into the studio with the actors.
Oh, okay. Right. Keep going with your lines. Mr. Allen, your lines.
Right.
They seem like a nice couple. I hope they get to the hospital. The stable, quickly.
Me too.
Somebody close that door.
Jimmy, we're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Eugene, turn off our mics and play a commercial.
What commercial?
I don't care. Whatever's in there.
If you insist.
Okay. This whole thing doesn't have to be a disaster. All we need is another Joseph and Mary.
I could be Mary.
No, no, we just heard you as the innkeeper's wife. I know. Eugene, Katrina, come in here.
Who? Us?
You'll play the parts and I'll run the soundboard. Or try to. Oh, brother.
We need help here. My wife is about to have a baby.
So I see. Have you called your doctor?
No.
Who is your doctor?
Dr. Morton, Dad.
Right, Dr. Morton.
Okay. Nurse, call Dr. Morton right away. Orderly, get that stretcher over here. And don't worry, everything's going to be all right.
Yes, that's right. We just put fresh hay down in the stable. Just lay back there. You, what's your name?
Joseph, to be precise.
Go fetch some water, then leave us alone.
Very well.
This is women's business.
I don't believe this is happening to me.
So Joseph went for the water as Mary proceeded to deliver into the world a new king. The animals moved around restlessly as if in anticipation.
Animal sound effects. Oh, where are they?
I said the animals moved around restlessly as if
here
in
it
anticipation.
Is. Not that one.
Dr. Morton's on her way. The delivery room is just around the corner, Mrs. Barkley.
Thank you.
Are you coming in, Mr. Barkley?
I wouldn't miss it.
Oh,
I'll be in the waiting room.
Okay, let's go.
I love you, Mom.
I love you. And Jimmy. Tell him I'm sorry, but
That's it. No more time.
And so Mary gave birth to a child, a little boy, just as the angel had prophesied. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Mary, look at our beautiful baby boy.
I see him, my darling. He is indeed beautiful. Thank you for being so close by. I felt your prayers, your presence.
Blessed are you, my love. Truly you are the heart of my heart, the essence of all that I cherish with wonder and awe.
And you are my husband, to love this son as your own.
How can I not love him? He is like my son, and he is truly my savior. Oh, my wife.
Oh, Joseph, my Joseph.
I love you, Katrina. Mary, but you must rest now. Rest.
Yes. Sleep. Thinking. Dreaming of my love for you and our newborn son. The one we'll call Jesus.
Yes, for he will save the people from their sins.
And Mary slept, while in the hills above them, shepherds were greeted by a host of heavenly angels.
No, no, wrong tape!
Mary, are you awake?
Oh, hello, George. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mom. How are you feeling?
Good. Sleepy. This baby wanted to be born in a hurry.
So we noticed. The doctor said you may have set a record.
Well, I don't know about that. But he's healthy, and I'm thankful. Mm, look at him. He's such a beautiful baby boy.
Yes, he is. A gorgeous child.
I think he looks a little too much like Jimmy.
Maybe he'll grow out of it. Oh, thank you for being so close by.
How did those lines go? Blessed are you, my love. Truly you are the heart of my heart, the essence of all that I cherish with wonder and awe.
And you are my husband. And you are my daughter, Donna. And I just wish Jimmy could be here.
Now the radio play should be done by now. I'm sure he'll be here any minute.
Sorry I messed it up for him.
I'm sure he understands.
Oh, my darling wife. I love you, Mary. But you should get some sleep now.
Yes, I am tired.
Yes, you sleep now. And dream of our little baby boy. The one we'll call Stuart Reed.
Stuart Reed. Oh, listen to the church bells. They're beautiful.
Hey, thanks again for all your hard work, everybody. Thanks for jumping in, Eugene, Katrina.
I assure you, it was my pleasure.
It was for me, too.
Yeah, well, you know, all things considered, I guess it went okay.
Hey, I think it was really good, Jimmy. You should be proud.
Yeah.
That's right. It was an ambitious idea, and you pulled it off nicely. If you're not proud of yourself, then I'm proud of you.
Same here.
Thanks, Mr. Allen, Connie. But I have one last favor. Can one of you guys take me over to the hospital? I'd really like to see my mom now.
I'd be happy to do it.
Thanks.
Well, night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
May I walk you to your car, Miss Shanks?
Oh, I'd be honored, Mr. Meltzner.
Very well.
The bells sounded beautiful, didn't they? Oh, Eugene, even with all the confusion, I think this may be one of the best Christmases I will ever have. You don't know what it meant to me. To play Mary. It was so real to feel those feelings.
Yes, I felt quite a few feelings myself.
You acted that scene very tenderly. I didn't know you were such a good actor.
I didn't either, to be honest, but perhaps it was more than acting. Well, here's your car.
Yes, thanks. Eugene?
Yes, Katrina?
Here's your Christmas present.
Oh.
I hope you like it.
If it's from you, I'm certain I shall. And this package, heretofore cleverly concealed under my coat, is your Christmas gift.
Oh, Eugene, you weren't supposed to do that, although I'm glad you did.
Well, shall we open them now or wait until morning?
Now. I don't think I can wait.
Then open them we shall.
Eugene!
A Bible! Remarkable. To think of the same gift for each other.
It's beautiful, Eugene.
As is this one, and you even had my name embossed at the bottom. It's very thoughtful of you.
Then you'll read it?
Of course I will, if only because it's a gift from you.
Oh, thank you, Eugene.
Katrina, why the hug and the tears?
I don't know. I'm just a sloppy sentimental at heart. Merry Christmas, Eugene.
Seasonal. Merry Christmas.
Well, I should go.
Indeed. Drive carefully.
I will. Have a good day tomorrow.
I'll do my best. Give my regards to your family.
I will. Goodbye, Eugene. Thank you so much for the Bible.
and a most heartfelt Merry Christmas to you.
Katrina?
Yes?
Thank you for my Bible, and again, Merry Christmas. Katrina, wait! Katrina, there's something I have to say. I love you.
Hi, Stuart. Welcome to the world.
He's adorable, Dad.
He looks kind of like me.
You need glasses, Jimmy. I said he's adorable.
Oh, look, he's yawning. See, Donna? You start talking and people want to go to sleep.
Now cut it out, you guys. I don't want the first thing his little ears to pick up is you two bickering.
May as well get used to it now.
You want peace and quiet, don't you, Stuart? Yeah, because you're sleepy. That's right. You go ahead and sleep.
Yeah, go to sleep, little brother.
Sweet dreams.
You sleep, Stuart, while we thank God for your wonderful new life.
You know, I have to admit, that wasn't the most normal Christmas story I've ever heard. I wonder what's going to happen to Eugene and Katrina. Oh well, at least the Barclays have something wonderful to celebrate. The birth of Stuart Reed. And what could be more appropriate than to be born on Christmas Day? Though I imagine Jimmy would have preferred for Stuart to arrive after his Christmas program. But like always, things have a way of working out, and Odyssey has yet another memorable Christmas to think about in the days ahead. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. Unto Us a Child is Born was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery. And the music was by John Campbell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.